So, Mark, thank you for coming and joining us today on Radio Bath. As we get closer to the fireworks night, everyone's getting very excited, of course, and we have some absolutely fabulous displays here, both in Bath and in nearby villages like Bradford-on-Avon. And I think Guy Fawkes is probably as popular as ever, if that's the right thing to say about somebody who tried to blow up Parliament. How many people are we expecting to attend displays this year?
Well, firework displays are loved by many, many people. More than a quarter of Brits are actually planning to set up fireworks in their own gardens this year. And obviously, some are going to go to organised displays, and that would be our preference. But it's worth everybody knowing we're a nation of animal lovers, and fireworks are popular, yet we know that 64% of animals are negatively impacted by private displays. And in 2023 alone, the RSPCA received 1,200 responses to our impact reporting survey detailing the impact of fireworks on their animals and how it's caused them to experience fear and stress. And there's also a neighbourly issue as well, because, you know, for neighbours that have pets or, you know, that have horses out in fields or farmers, you know, the stress and anxiety that builds up as an animal owner, I can speak from experience, you know, we've got a couple of rescue horses. It's a very anxious time for people as well as animals. And 53% of pet and animal owners say they dread fireworks season because of the impact fireworks have on their animals.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we all know from having lived with neighbours is that they say, don't they, that strong fences build good neighbours. But unfortunately, fences aren't soundproof. And we've all been disturbed at various times during the year by something going on, a party or maybe music being played too loud. And it is an irritant. But for animals, these loud explosions are something else, aren't they? What sort of distress can they cause?
They can cause a huge amount of distress and stress. There'll be lots of people listening in today. You'll be used to seeing their dogs tremble, stressed, very worried by fireworks, to see their cats running into hidey holes to get away from the noise. And that's for dogs and cats. For animals that live outside in fields like horses and farm animals, it can be incredibly stressful. And if you look at horses in particular, when they're scared and they panic, they run. And they can run through fences, out into the roads, into traffic. And sadly, we have instances of animals that have been so stressed because of the noise of fire. We have horses that have run through fields, have escaped from fields, and basically have collapsed and died. So the impact can be absolutely huge on animals.
Yeah, we've all got actually fresh in our memory is the image of those five guards horses that escaped in London. It was very disturbing for the animals themselves, of course, but for everybody else to see such beautiful creatures in one or two cases harming themselves by crashing into obstacles. So what can we do? What should we be doing in order to alleviate the problem with our neighbours?
What we're doing today is we're launching the Kind Sparks Guide, which is all about that, how everyone can help make fireworks season less stressful, both for animals and for their neighbours. You can find the Kind Sparks Guide simply by searching for RSPCA Kind Sparks on Google. And in that guide, you will find that we are calling on the nation to remember their neighbours this fireworks season, including animals as well. You find fireworks distressing. And we don't want people to feel bad about fireworks. We know many people enjoy fireworks, but there are some very simple changes that people can make to reduce the impact on their neighbours. One of the key things is let your neighbours know, be neighbourly. If you are planning a private display, do contact local neighbours with animals, whether you see them in the street or pop a note through their door, just to give them some advance notice that you're planning a display. Because at the very, very least, that will allow them to plan. But we would also ask that people think about if you must have fireworks, to use low-noise fireworks. You can buy low-noise fireworks that are labelled as such these days. And in actual fact, we would even ask people to consider whether they need fireworks at all. If you want to celebrate lights and light, you could ditch the fireworks completely, have a celebration of lights using glow sticks or LED lanterns or something like that. There are lots of possibilities and things that people can do, but we really do want people to speak with their neighbours and let your neighbours know what your plans are.
It's not something that we're necessarily always very good, are we, in Britain, about talking to our neighbours, even if we have what we think is a good relationship with them. I am aware that these sorts of issues when somebody wants to have a party, whatever type of party, and neighbours who particularly don't want to be disturbed, whether it's for animals or for their own sake, there's always a worry, isn't there, that it's going to create some sort of frisson, some sort of ongoing damage to the relationship. Should people be that worried, do you think?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you're absolutely right. People sometimes aren't terribly good about talking with their neighbours. But one of the things to reduce the tension is just to demonstrate that you are thinking about your neighbours. Let them know about the firework display. One of the most underestimated abilities of us as humans is our ability to communicate. Just do let your neighbours know. It can be hard sometimes to open up to neighbours, but, you know, ultimately, you'll relieve stress. I mean, as well as informing your neighbours, there are other things that people can do to make this fireworks season better for animals. So obviously letting your neighbours know, but sticking to the traditional dates. I mean, one of the problems is that fireworks season kind of starts now that they're on sale. Through Bonfire Night, obviously, is the big one we think of, but there's Diwali, the Festival of Lights, there's New Year's Eve, there's Chinese New Year. So if you stick to the traditional dates, that will make it easier for people, because at least animal owners might be expecting fireworks around Bonfire Night. They're not necessarily expecting fireworks on some random night in the middle of October. The other thing is thinking about your timing for your firework display. Try and avoid the late hours. That's more considerate to both animals and vulnerable people. Keep it short and sweet. And we would really plead to use low noise fireworks that are available. You can get some really spectacular firework where you get the light and everything, but not so much noise. And as I say, Google RSPCA Kind Sparks. We do give people suggestions for alternatives to fireworks. Celebrate light and celebrate the time of year without using fireworks at all.
Mark Kennedy, Scientific and Policy Manager at RSPCA, thank you so very much indeed for coming in and giving us a timely reminder to think of others when we still enjoy ourselves on Lightforce Night.
Thank you very much indeed.